The worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
The concepts and views discussed in The Raw Truth are the views of the host and guests. If you plan on beginning a new health or wellness program, such as those discussed on the show, please remember to consult your healthcare professional before starting or significantly changing your personal lifestyle. Welcome to The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser. Did you know there are over 900 different diseases caused by mineral deficiency, and some of them could even result in sudden death? Chef Sharon will discuss up-to-the-minute lifestyle changes and shift your thinking toward empowerment. Many opinions you will hear today may be counterintuitive to your current thinking. All we ask is that you have an open mind to the raw truth. Chef Sharon has spent the last 30 years sharing the raw truth with people. She does not mince words and will always tell it like it is. And now, the raw truth with Chef Sharon Fraser.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning and happy new year. I hope you all stayed safe and enjoyed your friends and your family and your business associates over this beautiful holiday. I hope you used some of those really simple holiday tips that I shared with you about drinking a little bubbly water to start off your day before you start eating and all those kinds of good things. Well, I hope some of those tips helped you. But we're here for you in the new year. We're going to start all over again, and we're going to educate and get everybody up to speed. And for myself and my husband, we spent our holiday in Sedona, Arizona. We finally made it. We've only been trying to get there for, believe it or not, 17 years. If you've never been to Sedona, when you come west, you must go. To me, it's more beautiful than the Grand Canyon. Of course, that's my personal opinion. So today we have a lot of material to cover, so we're not going to do Tidbit Thursday. We're going to go straight away into the material. And today's topic is, it's your kidneys. This is one of my favorite topics because this is one of the most deadly and costliest diseases that is bogging down our so-called healthcare system. So we're going to get started right now. As you all know, I am a Youngevity distributor. And what we do at Youngevity as health coaches is we help people go through a process and a series of questions and things like that that have been designed by Dr. Joel Wallach. And what we do is we help to provide science-based, clinically verified, therapeutic nutrition that supports and promotes the structural function of the human body. And in this case today, it's going to be your kidneys. So let's have a little bit of anatomy here. I promise you there won't be a test. Okay, so here we go. Now, the kidneys are found in the middle of your low back, between your pelvis and your ribcage. And you have two of them on either side of your spinal column. It's the job of your kidneys to filter your blood and to clean it. The filtered stuff that is left over that filters out of your blood is eliminated from your body. And this is done through urine. Now, it's going to empty into your bladder. And your bladder is basically nothing more than a collection vessel for the urine. So if you can picture two kidney bean-shaped organs with your spinal cord in the middle, two tubes leading from those kidney bean-shaped organs into a collecting vessel known as your bladder. On top of each of those kidneys sits your adrenal glands, which is part of your endocrine or your hormonal system. Your adrenals are responsible for the production of adrenaline. So your kidneys filter and clean your blood. Now, we have bad blood that gets in through the arteries, and the waste and byproduct turns into urine. Then clean blood goes out into the circulation to the body, but through the veins. Blood that flows through your kidneys is huge. The nephron, which is a very small section of the kidney, and the main filtration unit of the kidney, There are tens of thousands of them. The main part of the nephron is called glomerulus. Plural is glomeruli, glomeruli. These glomeruli are so small that they can only be seen with an electron microscope. And they're so small that they only allow one red blood cell to pass through at a time. Isn't that amazing? The main thing that sets the kidneys apart from all other organs is the huge amount of blood vessels that the kidneys contain. The blood in the kidneys are so small, as I mentioned, that only one red blood cell can pass through at a time. There are miles and miles and miles of, blood vessels in your kidneys. So now, let's talk about kidney pathology, diseases, okay? Everyone's heard of kidney stones, right? Here's how kidney stones form. Kidney stones are crystals that form in the kidney. Kidney stones come in all different sizes and shapes and colors. And if you were to try and pass a kidney stone, you will have the agony and the pain and the misery of life. I personally have passed one. It was horrible for me as a female, and from what I understand, for men, it's 10 times worse. Now, 90% of the kidneys in the body are calcium phosphate, to be exact. Now, tubes that carry the urine from each of those kidneys that we just talked about down into the bladder, those tubes are called ureters, U-R-E-T-E-R-S. When you have kidney stones in the kidney, the body will always try to rid itself of that stone. Because guess what? That's what the body does. It does this by dislodging the stone. The stone is now dislodged, and as it begins its journey down those tubes or ureters on its way to the bladder, the passing of those stones hurt like hell. Because those stones have jagged edges and things, and as they pass through those ureters, they are tearing and ripping tissue. I've seen many a man, many a woman, myself included, doubled over in pain and heading for the emergency room. Many times the pain is so great that morphine is given to try to suppress the horrible pain that's caused as those stones are passing down the ureters. Now, the bad thing is that the ureters are pretty long tubes on both sides, so it takes a period of time. Now, your doctor will tell you that the kidneys are caused by too much calcium in your blood. Sorry, kids, they're totally wrong. Not understanding the biochemistry of the kidney in the first place is crazy. It's like a professional baseball player who's not familiar with a bat. In the throat is a gland that's called the thyroid gland, and it is part of your endocrine system. Part of the thyroid gland is the parathyroid gland, which sits on either side of the thyroid. The parathyroid glands release a hormone that's called, guess what, parathyroid hormone, which is shortened for parathormone. It's important because the parathyroid hormone is necessary for the regulation of calcium in your body. If your nutritional tank of calcium is only half full, and your parathyroid, guess what? It knows that it needs to secrete more parathormone to pull calcium from the reserves that you have and to put them into your blood. Isn't the body amazing? Reserves that keep your blood pressure normal. They help to keep your heart healthy and to keep your organs healthy to do thousands and thousands of functions. Now, calcium is so important to the human body that 30% of the ash upon cremation is, guess what? Calcium. There are over 278 diseases that are caused by not enough calcium. Isn't that something? Calcium is very, 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 very important. But there is not enough calcium in the food that we eat. So each day, as each day goes by, you become more and more and more calcium deficient, thus causing your parathyroid to dump all of its parathormone all of the time, and you get what's called a calcium storm. Now, calcium storm, what this does is it's an overflooding of calcium. These clogs actually clog the kidney, and they cause stones because there's a storm. There's too much of them, okay? Now, your doctor will do a calcium blood test, and it's going to be elevated because why? Your nutritional calcium is low. There's an inverse relationship, okay? Let me repeat that. When the doctor does a calcium blood test, that calcium blood test is going to be elevated because your nutritional calcium is low. We just learned the parathyroid is dumping calcium in the form of a calcium storm, that inverse relationship. So in actuality, when you supplement your diet with calcium, your blood calcium goes lower. When you supplement your diet with calcium, your blood calcium goes lower. Now, maybe your doctor fell asleep during a class in physiology. I'm not sure. But it's nothing more than chronic calcium deficiencies that create the formation of calcium stones. So what we do at Youngevity is that we support, the structure and the function of the human body with science-based, clinically verified, therapeutic nutrition so the body can fix itself. And in this case, as I mentioned, it's your kidneys. What Youngevity products support and do and promote the structure is the function of the kidneys when in the face of the diagnosis of kidney stones. Dr. Wallach will recommend one Healthy Start Pack per 100 pounds of body weight per month. The Healthy Start Pack contains all that your nutrients, that your body needs every single day to maintain and regulate itself. Now remember, it's a calcium deficiency, right? There is calcium in the Healthy Start Pack, but Dr. Wallach recommends giving an extra calcium for a couple of months, okay? Extra calcium. We just talked about the amount of calcium that is left in the body upon cremation, okay? Now, Dr. Wallach also recommends that you check out something called CalToddy, CalToddy, and this is one more product that you should be using to help support the structure and the function of your kidneys. There's also one more product that's called Super KB, which stands for kidney and bladder, and it's a combination of herbs that will help the kidneys not get the infection in the first place. Hey, guys, let's do this. Let's take a short break. This is The Raw Truth. I'm your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. Like us on Facebook, The Raw Truth Radio Show. Visit the website, rawfoodexpress.com. We'll be right back.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Each week, Jimmy Gould brings you the stories and the people that you want to hear about. Tune in to A Current Life to hear about the journey to success, how our guests became the people they are today, and the highs and lows they experienced along the way. Each hour will leave you inspired and entertained as Jimmy gets up close and personal with every week's guest and shares ideas you can identify with and apply to your own life. A Current Life with Jimmy Gould airs Fridays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
Explore the power of natural healing with Howard Strauss. Join us each week for an informative program that'll help you learn effective healing methods using natural remedies. Howard's guests include top researchers, authors, and experts who will share their views on a variety of natural products and healing methods that really work. Tune in to The Power of Natural Healing with Howard Strauss, Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You are listening to The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser. To reach our show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Chef Sharon, spelled S-H-A-R-Y-N-N-E, at rawfoodexpress.com. Now, let's return to The Raw Truth.
And welcome back, everybody, to The Raw Truth. It's me, your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. And just before the break, we were just starting to talk a little bit about, the pathology of kidney stones and what they're made of and the functioning of the parathyroid gland and the thyroid gland. We also talked about that the percentage of calcium in the body, we found out upon autopsy, is 30% of calcium remaining from teeth and bones. So that tells you the importance of calcium. Without it, we end up with chronic calcium deficiencies. We end up with formation of stones and over 278 different diseases that are caused from just calcium deficiency alone. So we were talking about, Dr. Wallach was talking about, we needed our 90 essentials to maintain and help regulate the body, and we have to always remember that this is a calcium deficiency that we're dealing with. So it's going to be the Healthy Start Pack that he recommends, also Caltotti, and another product called Super KB, which stands for kidney and bladder. And what it is, it's the combination of herbs that help, keep the kidneys healthy in the first place so that they don't get infected. Now remember, the reason for kidney stones being formed in the first place was because your body was under-nutrified in calcium. In other words, you didn't have enough calcium. If you are under-nutrified in calcium, you are more than likely to be deficient in all of those other essential minerals and nutrients that we have talked about over the last, 25 weeks or whatever it's been. Because we know that minerals are cofactored. So when you're missing calcium, there's 60 essential minerals that Dr. Wallach has pointed out to us that are essential. If you're missing calcium, then you're missing the other 59. Those minerals are cofactored and are necessary as part of the transportation into the cell, all right? So it's the same way with your essential nutrients. There's 90 of them, okay? If you're missing one, you're more than likely missing the other 89. It's like driving your car in first gear. You start giving your body what it needs, including the extra calcium. So now your body is completely nutrified, and it's strong, and it works really well, guess what, in fourth gear. Now your body has the strength that it needs to now help to eject the kidney stone. You don't want that joker staying in those ureters, because believe me, it is murder. The body knows that those kidney stones are not supposed to be there. And you know the natural tendency of the body, even if you get a splinter in your finger. If you don't take care of it over a period of a couple of days, it starts to fester. Because why? The body is trying to push it out. It's trying to eject it. It's a foreign object. It doesn't belong there. And so therefore, the body tries to do the exact same thing with kidney stones. Passing the kidney stone, or stone plural, is not pleasant. What Dr. Wallach recommends is the Super KB, which is the super kidney bladder, to take that, because that will help with the passing of the stone. Now, it can take any 3 to 5 days of full-blown agony before you finally will pass that stone. And the biggest concern is, yes, you'll pass the stone, but you have to also be concerned about the tissue damage that's being done to those tubes or ureters as that stone progresses down the line on its way to the bladder. Now, you need to dilate those ureters or those tubes, okay? Those tubes that lead from the kidneys down to the bladder. Now, there is a botanical medicine that's called Berberis vulgaris, B-E-R-B-E-R-I-S, V like Victor, U-L-G-R-I-S. Excuse me, Berberis vulgaris is in the formulation of Super KB. It's also known as barberry, B-A-R-B-E-R-R-Y. And the barberry plant and the fruit itself, it looks almost like, I don't know if you're familiar with something called pyracantha. It's a vine that grows and it gets these little tiny red berries on it. Well, the barberry looks very similar to that. Now, you can get tinctures of Berberis vulgaris just about anywhere. It doesn't have to be anybody's particular brand name. So if you have stones and you're using our longevity products, it would be a really good idea to have this Berberis vulgaris on hand, because you know that eventually, guess what? You're going to have to pass the stone, right? And your body is going to get rid of it. So why not start taking it when you feel it and start dilating those ureters so that as those stones start to move down, excuse me, the tubes heading toward the bladder, they're dilated to the point where there's going to be less and less pain and less damage being done as far as ripping and tearing. Now, once the stone starts to move, Dr. Wallach recommends 1 teaspoon of the tincture, the Berberis vulgaris tincture, in 3 to 4 ounces of water every 30 minutes, and 3 capsules 3 times a day of the Super KB. Okay, now let's switch gears. We're going to talk now about polycystic kidney disease. This is another type of kidney disease, but it is not a disease. It's a birth defect. It's not the end of the world. However, you do need to know, and you do need to keep the rest of your body healthy in order to support the fact that you have these weakened kidneys. When you look at polycystic kidneys on autopsy, you'll see the kidney bean shape of the regular kidney, and then you see these bumps and lumps, these cysts that are on the outside all over the kidneys. And, excuse me, in order for your kidneys to still continue to function because of all these cysts, you need to make sure that the rest of your body is healthy to support the fact that you have the kidneys. Another kidney disease, nephritis, or inflammation of the kidney, or nephrotic syndrome. It's the inflammation of the kidney. If you go to the doctor with a sore throat, they'll tell you you have pharyngitis. Well, guess what? That's the Latin word for you have a sore throat. It's just a fancy medical term. Or let's say you have a joint in the pain, or pain in the joint, excuse me. It's a Latin word, arthritis. It means pain in the joint. Nephritis is Latin for inflammation in the kidney. Lots of things can cause inflammation in the kidney. If we take a look inside the kidneys, you will see the nephrons, of which there are tens of thousands of them in the kidneys. Because the kidneys, the nephrons are so teeny-weeny, and when your body starts to run out of nutrients that it needs to maintain its own health, parts start to break. When parts break, there is inflammation, and where there is inflammation, it causes tissue damage and destruction. When enough tissue damage has been done, and has been destroyed, your body now starts to create antibodies. Excuse me. Antibodies go in and they clean up the mess as a result of the inflammation that's causing the tissue destruction. So what does your medical doctor do? They see the inflammation of the kidneys with this strange little antibody that they blame, and they say that the antibody is the cause of the disease. Well, that's not the case. The doctors will tell you that nephritis or nephrotic syndrome is an autoimmune disease. We don't believe that, because we believe, excuse me, that it was the antibody that caused the disease in the first place. So the natural approach believes that the antibody is a result of the disease. Once again, they've got it wrong. Okay? The body isn't attacking itself on purpose. Your body is trying to eat up and destroy and get rid of old, diseased, dead tissues that cause the inflammation in the first place. I know this seems a little bit complicated, but it's really not. It's just very, very basic. Very basic. So, now let's talk about what causes inflammation. What makes the engine seize up on your car? Did the manufacturer not use the right material? Or maybe they didn't put the right rivet in the right space at the right tension? No. When the engine in your car seizes, it's not a mechanical problem. Your engine has run out of oil. The same thing happens with your body. When your kidneys have run out of the nutrients that it needs to stay healthy, they seize up. The same goes for your joints, your liver, your thyroid, the same thing for everything, disease in general. What you really have is a nutritional disease that is aggravated by you consistently eating, unbeknownst to you, all the wrong foods all of the time that are pro-inflammatory. Does that make sense? So again, if we don't have the knowledge and we don't have the education, then there's going to be a problem, because we're not going to know what are the good foods, what are the bad foods. And we're going to go over those. We did a broadcast on that on October 30th. So if you want to check that out again, in the archives, you can certainly check that out. It's called Good Food, Bad Food. All right? So let's do this. Let's take a short break again, boys and girls. Don't you dare touch that mouse. This is The Raw Food. This is The Raw Truth. I'm your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. And like us on Facebook, The Raw Truth Radio Show. Visit the website, rawfoodexpress.com. We'll be right back.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
Have you thought about chiropractic as a possible healing mechanism for any conditions, ailments, or pain you might be feeling? If not, why not think about this as an alternative to or a complement to Western medicine? Tune in to Miracles of Chiropractic with Dr. Doran Rosenfeld and co-host Dr. Robert Woolery. On the show, we'll answer your questions about chiropractic and how much it can save in both time and money when compared to conventional medicine. Listen Tuesdays at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Take us on the go. It's even easier now. The Voice America Talk Radio Network has launched our mobile app for iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry. Visit the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market to download the app powered by Aircast. It's free and no registration is necessary. In minutes, you could be enjoying your favorite Voice America Talk Radio host, no matter where you are. In the car, out and about, while traveling, or anytime you can't be close to your computer. Catch up on the archives you've missed or discover new shows on the spot.
spot. Search Voice America at your favorite app store.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
You are listening to The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser. To reach our show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Chef Sharon, spelled Sharynne, at rawfoodexpress.com. Now, let's return to The Raw Truth.
And welcome back, everybody, to The Raw Truth. It's me, your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. I really appreciate you hanging in there with me today. The topic today is itch your kidneys. I know it might seem a little heavy, but this is the number one medical expense that's pulling down the economy. And so I really wanted to take time and explain this so that people understand that this is no joke, okay? So before the break, we talked about what polycystic kidney disease was, and we learned that basically it is a birth defect. It's not the end of the world, but you must make sure that the rest of your body is healthy in order to support the fact that you have these very cystic-looking kidneys, okay? We also talked about nephritis and the nephrotic syndrome, which is basically talking about the inflammation that goes on and the tissue damage that is done accordingly. So now we're going to move on, and we're going to talk about, this is the part that most people don't like me for, but we're going to talk about it anyway. Now, when it comes to this part, this is where you're probably not going to like me too much. We're going to talk very briefly about the 10 bad foods that are pro-inflammatory and that will kill you. So here we go. Wheat, barley, rye, and oats. Yes, oats. Oatmeal. Wheat, barley, rye, and oats will kill you. So what do we do? What do we eat every day? Cereal. Every day for lunch. Bread. Every evening. More bread. Okay, not to mention the snacks and things. Now, a lot of people say, well, there's nothing wrong with oatmeal. Oatmeal is good for you. It lowers your cholesterol. But what you have to understand is that recent studies have shown now that oatmeal contains a very special protein that mimics the wheat gluten protein. So it has the same effect as if you were eating wheat. So if you are a person who has a gluten intolerance, whether it's irritable bowel, celiac disease, whatever, and you still are, you've cut out the wheat, the barley, and the rye, and you're eating oats, and you're still having some distress, try cutting out the oatmeal. I don't care if they're steel cut, organic, instant, doesn't matter. Cut them out 5 to 10 days, totally, and then put a bowl or two back 1 or 2 days and see how your body responds. If you get an adverse reaction, then guess what? Add oatmeal for sure. But even if you don't trust or believe me, I would keep oatmeal out because the long-term effects is it's going to affect the villi in your intestinal tract, and long-term it will affect your absorption, and long-term when you get into your midlife, you'll be having digestive problems, okay? The second thing on the 10 bad food list, oil of any kind in a bottle. Yes, that includes your EVOO or your extra virgin olive oil, your extra virgin virgin, cold press, hot press, it doesn't matter. Canola oil, vegetable oil, any oils whatsoever in a bottle are no-nos. They are already full of free radicals, period. Fried foods, next. They're probably the worst when it comes to inflammation. They are the most wanted. They are numero uno on the deadliest foods in the United States. Fried foods, when they're fried, produce a chemical that's called an acrylamide. And acrylamide is known to cause cancer. Acrylamide is a carcinogen, and it's also pro-inflammatory. So the more fried foods you eat, the greater chances you have of increasing the inflammatory tissue disease and developing cancer, which, of course, is not good. Would you drink a little bit of hemlock every day? Or a little bit of, or would you take a little bit of arsenic every day? Well, you know what? Acrylamides cause cancer, not right away, but over the long haul, anywhere from 10 to 40 years before those cancers develop. On the next one, for the 10 worst bad foods, carbonated beverages with your meal. If you're going to drink them, you need to drink them 20 minutes before or 20 minutes after. but not during a meal because it dilutes the already weakened hydrochloric acid that you have in your stomach. Well-done red meats, those produce heterocyclic amines, which also are known to cause cancer. Nitrates and nitrites, these are found in the vast majority of your processed deli meats, roast beef, pepperoni, you name it, turkey, chicken, ham, any of the processed meats, you're going to find that you have the nitrates and the nitrites. Read your labels, kids. You got to read the labels. Skins of baked potatoes, yams, and sweet potatoes. The skins, because when they are baked above 245 degrees, acrylamides, are produced, and they too are known to cause cancer. Now, we learned this from a previous broadcast when we had Drs. Rick and Karen Dina on, and you can check that out in the archives section of my show. So, you're eating all the wrong foods all the time. Now, your body doesn't have enough of the nutrients that it needs to stay healthy, so now your body starts to break down. And your body will always break at its weakest link. And your doctor is going to tell you that you have an autoimmune disease. In this case, your kidneys. You have the kidney disease, you have the gene, it's an autoimmune disease, everything except the fact that it is a nutritional deficiency. If someone has nephritis or nephrotic syndrome, in order to support and promote the structure and the function of the kidneys and the body's ability to fix itself, Dr. Wallach recommends one healthy start pack per 100 pounds of body weight per month, one bottle of killer biotic per 10 pounds of body weight, per 100 pounds of body weight per month, one bottle of super KB, which is the kidney bladder, per 100 pounds of body weight per month, and as an extra precaution and an extra added and protection, one bottle of selenium per 50 pounds of body weight per month, and the Z-radical. Now, there is no dosage or usage that has been established for Z-radical. It will not hurt you, so drink as much as you like and as much as you can afford. Now, there are thousands of articles that have been published on the main ingredient that is in Z-radical, which is the fucoidin. And we've already learned about fucoidin because why? I did a broadcast on fucoidin previously, and again, that's another one, that you can look up in the archives. All right, so let's move right along. Now, we've already learned that fucoidin can help with all these other essential minerals to help support the body. We are, at Youngevity, the only company that I'm aware of that doses our essential nutritional supplements by body weight. In other words, let's say you need to take vitamin E. Now, we've learned everything is cofactor, but let's say you're going to take it the conventional way and it says, take two. And you are 5 feet tall, female, and you weigh 102 pounds. Take two. And then you have this other gentleman who's a big guy, maybe 6'5", 2-something, and it says take two. So what does that tell you? It tells you that the 5-foot lady is being over-medicated, and the gentleman who's the big guy isn't getting enough. So our supplementation is done specifically by body weight so that you get exactly what you need based upon how much you weigh. And as far as I know, we are the only nutritional company that actually does this dosing of your essentials by body weight. Now, there's all sorts of ways that you can support the body nutritionally, all kinds of ways, all right? This is where you'll find doctors and naturopaths, they kind of draw the line, so to speak, because what we believe on the natural side is that doctors will medicate you until your symptoms are in submission or until they get so bad that now you need dialysis or maybe you need a new hip. Or maybe you need a new knee, or maybe you need a new heart, or maybe even an iron lung. Now, the healing of the body, as we've talked about before and in the past, is very, very easy. And you can see this once again. Because in cases of kidney stones and all of these other things, what are we saying? We're saying we need to give you more nutrition, we need to give you calcium, we need to give you something to dilate those ureters so that you can help pass these stones, we need to support your kidneys in order for your body to be strong enough to eject the kidney as painlessly as possible. Okay? Now, the healing of the body is easy. Once you give the body what it needs to fix itself and get the hell out of the way, let the body do its thing. You know what, folks? We've been played. We've been played with over 100 years of medical and pharmaceutical public relations and profiteering. We all need to wake up. Seriously, we need to wake up. People are dying every single day, needlessly. Needlessly. Why? Because of lack of knowledge. We have put our faith and trust in our medical profession for over 100 years, and we are more plagued with diseases now than ever before. Because they are not in the business, okay, of promoting and supporting the body, it's all about medicating and suppressing. And that itself will take its toll on your body. Okay, now let's talk about dialysis, all right? This is kind of like the final of the kidney disease. When the kidneys get so bad, or the nephritis or the inflammation gets so bad that there's tissue damage being done, the kidneys stop functioning. Now, we've already learned what? The kidneys filter or clean up the junk and pull the junk out of our blood. And as an end product, they produce urine as the waste product, right? Dirty blood is costly. Costly to the economy. Okay? President Obama said in one of his State of the Union addresses that the biggest stress on the U.S. economy is health care. Now, I believe what he should have said is the biggest stress on the U.S. economy is the cost of medical doctors-directed disease management. MDs don't practice health care. They practice disease management. If they were taking care of our health, wouldn't you think we'd be in much better shape than what we are? Instead, what? We're getting worse. They can't even cure heartburn. But they can manage it with Prilosec. We've given them permission to make us healthy. Are you kidding me? Seriously? This is why all of our diseases are escalating. Hey, guys, let's do this. Don't you dare touch that mouse. We're going to take a short break. This is The Raw Truth. I'm your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. Like us on Facebook, The Raw Truth Radio Show. Visit the website, rawfoodexpress.com. We'll be right back.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN. Step by step, you made it through the journey of pregnancy. Now your baby is in your arms, and you're on the cusp of a new journey, breastfeeding. As a new parent, you receive a lot of advice, much of it conflicting, some of it outdated. Tune into Born to be Breastfed with host Marie Biancuso to bust through the myths about feeding your baby. Marie and her guests will help you figure out what you can expect and put you on the best and surest path on your breastfeeding journey. Listen every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
For 27 years, KidStar has empowered thousands of kids across the country.
And now we have the opportunity to empower children around the world.
KidStar is announcing a new radio show called Voyage Earth.
Voyage Earth will empower kids from across the world.
KidStar has created a Kickstarter campaign just for this new undertaking. By pledging to Kickstarter, You pledge for a future of empowered people to come.
My name is Dylan from the tech team on Voice America Kids. I want to thank you for being a backer of our Kickstarter, Voyage Earth.
Kickstar, we empower kids.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You are listening to The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser. To reach our show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Chef Sharon, spelled S-H-A-R-Y-N-N-E, at rawfoodexpress.com. Now, let's return to The Raw Truth.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to The Raw Truth. It's me, your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. And just before the break, we were talking about the U.S. healthcare system and how much costs are escalating and so on and so forth. So, now, let's continue on. Remember, we were talking about that doctors don't practice healthcare, they practice disease management. So if they're really taking care of us the way they should, shouldn't we all be getting better? No, we're all getting worse. They can't even cure heartburn. They can manage it by using Prilosec. We've given them permission to make us healthy. Really? Somehow that's not happening. This is why all of the diseases that we have are escalating. Alzheimer's, diabetes, heartburn, kidney disease, autism. Our life expectancy has flatlined. Infertility and diabetes are escalating. The MDs don't practice health care, and their therapeutics are the leading cause of death in the United States, as well as being the leading cause of bankruptcy. So what are we doing, folks? Wake up. What are we doing? Let's take a look at some of the numbers for dialysis. This was in 2007. Medicare spent $8.6 billion on the treatment and medications for dialysis patients. They also spent billions more just on the hospitalization itself. So if you don't think that dialysis and kidney disease is big business, well, it is. And I'm going to break it down for you, and you're not going to believe the numbers that you're going to hear. All right? So here we go. Excuse me. So the way it's broken down is that there is a cost for the dialysis machine itself. There's a cost for the drugs. There's a cost for the hospitalization. Wow. Can you imagine, after you've already spent $8.6 billion, there's still more to be spent? We spend more money in this country, billions and billions of dollars, on our health care, and specifically dialysis and kidney disease, than all the other countries in the world, and we have the worst outcomes. Japan has a death rate of half of that of the United States. Australia's death rate is halfway between the U.S. and Japan. We suck when it comes to dialysis in the United States. And I don't know if you know this or not, but when diabetes, when kidney disease reaches a point where you have to go on that machine you will die. I didn't know until I had been doing more and more and more research and reading that your doctor is paid a commission from the dialysis center that he refers you to. Now that, to me, is sick. Okay? But we suck at dialysis, and the problem with healthcare in the United States, it's not greed, it's not corruption, it's not the lack of governmental resources or regulations, it's the medicine itself. MD-directed medical treatments for chronic disease, specifically kidney disease, don't work. They just don't work. Our longevity products will give the body what it needs to repair and to fix itself. Your body knows how to fix itself. It wants to fix itself. Remember, remember, the kidneys go south, you have to have dialysis. The dialysis machine is about the size of a closet. It's a huge sucker. Something that big is made by man to try and duplicate the function of one kidney, which is about the size of your fist. So what does that tell you? The kidneys are a complicated filtering system. Pardon me. One dialysis treatment can last anywhere from 3 to 5 hours. Most people need between 1 and 16 treatments per month at an average cost of $1,200 per treatment. That's $19,200 per month per patient. We always hear that healthcare is such a big strain on the economy, it's crushing the economy, it's collapsing the economy. Well, money flows in a circle, boys and girls. When it comes out of somebody's pocket, it goes into somebody else's pocket. So, if we're losing all the money, then who's making it? Where is it going? How about places like the hospital, pharmaceutical companies, doctors, nurses, the dialysis center themselves? They are profiting from your pain and your suffering. My people are destroyed by lack of knowledge. My people are destroyed by lack of knowledge. It's a little scary. It's kind of a predatory environment. But as we get sicker and sicker, the healthcare people and the pharmaceutical companies and the doctors get richer and richer. So let's do this. Let's do a little review. Now, the kidneys, we learned that the job of the kidneys is to filter your blood. You have lots and lots of blood vessels in the kidneys. And remember, there are tens of thousands of these little glomeruli, the itty-bitty, teeny-weeny ones that are only visible microscopically. And remember that only one red blood cell can go through at a time. When your kidney's nutritional tank is maybe half full and you're eating all the wrong foods all the time, those blood vessels become inflamed. And what does your body do to put out the flame? It sends cholesterol there to act as a patch to those little tiny blood vessels. When cholesterol collects in the arteries of your heart, you get a heart attack. You need a bypass. You need a triple bypass. You need a quad bypass. The size of your cardiac blood vessels is about the size of a gigantic water main. The size of the blood vessels in your kidneys in relationship are about the size of a straw. So if inflammation can clog those cardiac vessels, then don't you think they could do the same to the kidneys? Of course it can. Of course it can. Now, excuse me. When your nutritional tank is low and you are continuously eating all the wrong foods all the time, you end up with chronic inflammation. Your body will break at its weakest point. Most people who have kidney disease that is so bad and that they need dialysis, they also have arthritis. They usually have something else that is an inflammatory response. Your doctor doesn't think they're connected, but they are. When the kidneys, blood vessels are blocked and jammed, everything starts to go haywire. Okay? The body knows what to do. So the main culprit of high blood pressure that's associated with kidney disease is the cholesterol and the inflammation and the damage that has been done. The blood vessels that are feeding the filtered mechanisms are clogged with cholesterol and the scar tissue from the inflammation, mainly the cholesterol. The body is trying to push blood through that clogged kidney, and the kidney releases a hormone that's called renin. And renin is what will cause your blood pressure to go up because it's trying to force that kidney stone out. And as I mentioned before, the body has the ability. It knows what to do. It knows how to clear itself. okay? Brennan, all right? So this isn't rocket scientists, right? So what would you do? If you had this situation, what would you do? Would you put the patient on dialysis? Would you operate and put a stent in the artery and try to open it up? Or would you just try to reduce the inflammation, give the kidney the raw materials that it needs to support and promote its function in the blood vessels? Don't you think that's a little bit smarter? Don't you? So you can see that there's a big difference between naturopathic, the way we would approach something, and the way your doctor's going to approach something like this. All right? We have learned there's over 900 different diseases that are caused by mineral deficiencies. We've also learned that some of them can even result in sudden death. So I want you to kind of hang on to those words and know that these are things that you can fix. They don't require surgery. It's just your body telling you that you have run out of nutrients. You don't have what's necessary to support, whether it's your kidneys, your bones, your joints, whatever it may be. Okay, that's it. Okay, boys and girls, that's it for today. I appreciate you spending time with me. I want you to go out and get healthy. You take care. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Raw Truth. Please join Chef Sharon Fraser again next week at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Now, go and get healthy.